Every day, businesses rely on vast quantities of data to make decisions. But when that data lives at a main corporate office, how do you provide easy access wherever business happens? Find out when we return to the Transformation Minute from Comcast Business.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom of The Wall Street Journal in New York. Exclusive and first to market, it's not just for shiny new tech objects anymore. Foot Locker is investing big in a mobile video commerce platform called Network, hoping celebrity power showing off exclusive designs will attract younger shoppers. We'll explain more after these tech headlines. eBay's Devin Wenig is stepping down as president, CEO, and board member in the middle of the online marketplace's strategic business review. Wenig was the company's third leader since its founding in 1995 and served in the role for more than 4 years. eBay said Chief Financial Officer Scott Schenkel has stepped in as interim CEO while the company looks for a successor. Hey Siri, I want a job.
I'm listening.
Nope, not now. Voice-activated software is now being used in the hiring process. Fast food chain McDonald's has been struggling to fill positions and retain staff given current unemployment rates, so it says it's now allowing potential new hires to fill out their applications through Alexa or Google Assistant. And if you're looking for love online, take off those rose-colored glasses, because the Federal Trade Commission is suing online dating service Match Group for claims that it used fake love interest ads to trick thousands of users into buying subscriptions on Match.com. The online dating platform, which also runs Tinder, Hinge, OkCupid, and other dating sites, allegedly promised customers a free 6-month subscription if they didn't, quote-unquote, meet someone special, but failed to provide promised services to users who were later unable to cancel their subscriptions. The FTC said the company didn't adequately disclose that users had to fulfill a number of requirements, including messaging at least 5 Match.com subscribers a month. For more details, head to WSJ.com. Coming up, Foot Locker invests in mobile video commerce platform Network. Mobile video paved the way for your new sneakers.
Welcome back to the Transformation Minute from Comcast Business. How can businesses optimize their infrastructure to provide access to data wherever it's needed? We asked Denise Hasty, SVP of Comcast Business.
Ivory towers are a thing of the past. We have a financial services customer that has 16,000 branch locations. Now, using Comcast Business Managed Services, they are able to provide data for decision making at those 16,000 offices across the country.
Foot Locker has made an investment in Network, a video-based shopping app that works with celebrities and brands to sell limited edition merchandise. Walking us through what that's all about is Wall Street Journal reporter Sahil Patel. Welcome.
Thank you.
So walk me through this concept. It's a new era of retail, and Network seems to have something going on here. So what does Network essentially do?
So what's interesting is they describe themselves as and they refer to an older concept, so to speak, right? They call themselves the Home Shopping Network, or
right,
the QVC of sort of the current era, and the current era being there being a lot of younger people just using their phones all the time. What if we could actually tap into that by using video to sell limited edition merchandise, whether it's sneakers, it could be, you know, a cookbook from Eddie Wong, right? Like,
sure,
like working with famous people that people sort of gravitate to and have them kind of sell it through their platform. So the way it basically works is they do typically one video per day. Sometimes it might be multiple, but typically one video per day.
Okay.
And the idea is finding some sort of celebrity, whether it's an athlete, a musician, fashion designer, chef, like someone famous that has an audience, and then providing some sort of like unique or exclusive item that they could sell, like 200 sneakers designed by Alexander Wang. I don't know
right,
if Alexander Wang would design sneakers, but
fair,
you get what I'm saying, right? Like, I'm not fashionably literate. But at the same time, the idea is let's find like these exclusive items, and they can be exclusive items where you can't get them anywhere else, or it could be first to market where, hey, we will sell these shoes that are not going to be out for another 3 months, 4 months,
okay,
right? So there's some level of exclusivity, regardless of whether it's fully exclusive or just first to market. And the idea is we will, these celebrities will talk about about this product, right? This it's not necessarily a direct sell. It could mm-hmm. be a lot of different types of videos. It could be a one-to-one sort of like live video, or it could be a sort of a more produced sketch comedy video or a stream of mm-hmm. some sort. And the idea is they can talk a little bit about their tastes, why this design on this particular shoe matters to them, you know, something right. that is a little bit more personal than just, hey, I have a product that I'm selling you. And the thought is by pairing that celebrity with some type of story, with some type of merch, there will be greater interest from people to purchase it, right? And gotcha. And they'll only have sort of that limited time to buy it.
Right.
What they do is basically if they make like 200 items available, that's it. Right. So if it's sold out during the video, that's it. If it's not sold out, they'll still keep making it available until the stock, you know, it's been fully sold out. But that's it. Right. So it's trying to like tap into this desire for exclusive items, rare items, you know, things endorsed by your favorite like people and culture.
Right.
And something that's a little bit more unique to you than just buying a sort of a mass product.
So what kind of celebrities are we talking here? Just if you wouldn't mind just giving us some examples.
Sure, sure. So the first, they launched last year, and the first one was the hip-hop producer DJ Khaled, and he worked with an LA artist named Retina, and it was a unique sneaker, Nike sneaker design. But they've worked with Alexander Wang, they've worked with Billie Eilish, right? Musicians. They actually have worked with Eddie Wong, so like they're mm-hmm. looking to work with chefs as well. They're not trying to be just strictly sneakers or strictly streetwear, but across a lot of different product categories.
So how else is this different? I mean, it's you know, it's an app, right? Is it subscriber based? These drops, as they're called. Walk me through a little bit more about how this works. It's just there, right?
Right.
And
so
you go
an
to
app.
It.
It's an
it's
app.
An app.
Right? And they'll have a new drop, as they call it, a new drop, a new video every day. That's the general idea. So it's an app. You can download it. It's for free. And as you're watching it, they've created an app that, like, you're not taken somewhere else for checkout, right? You can buy it from within the app. They work. So they're basically pairing a brand, whether it's Nike, whether it's some sort of other consumer brand, with a celebrity, all making it available through their app. So all you have to do is just download it and check it out.
So with regards to Foot Locker, you know, I'm curious why this makes sense for them. And I get the sneaker thing, right? People are very into their sneakers. It's a spiritual thing almost. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's social status. There's a lot of money to be made in sneakers.
Sure, yeah. I mean, obviously there's that logic to it, right? I mean, Foot Locker sells sneakers. Sneaker culture is huge. It makes sense for them to put some money behind something that's really new and interesting. And says, you know, they said 30% of their audience is 30% of their customers are 25 or younger, which is a great thing for Foot Locker. I think the more interesting thing, and they talked a little bit about, like, there's a marketing element to it. They'll do content together. They'll do drops together, mm-hmm. you know, and some other things that were a little bit more mum on. But even at a very basic level, if you're Foot Locker, this is just one example, right? But like if there's a new shoe coming out in 3 to 6 months, why not do a limited edition drop of this thing? Not only gauge demand for it, but maybe grow interest, grow awareness. Like, maybe I don't know if this thing is coming out in 3 to 6 months, but I can buy a limited edition version of this right now. It's a great way to kind of build hype for new products at the very basic level.
Right. And you know, the idea of just bringing in pop culture across multiple social media platforms, is this a strategy that's working?
To a degree, yes. Well, Netflix Network's a little bit different in the sense that it's all within its own app, right? It's not necessarily putting these videos on Facebook. Maybe they are. I don't know. But I think in the general sense, there is sort of this push towards using culture and pairing them with brands, for sure. You see it with Complex, right? If you mm-hmm. go to Complex Con, they have everyone from McDonald's to like you know, like actual
right.
sneaker companies, like direct, like they have what the industry likes to call both endemic and non-endemic brands at Complex Con, right? You see like watches and McDonald's, but you also see people trying to sell shoes. You look at the work that Bleacher Report is doing in terms of building out a new vertical that's dedicated to sneaker culture, selling all this different merchandise, working with artists, working with celebrities ranging from NBA players to rappers in creating like mm-hmm. custom designs.
Sure.
So this is a thing that has
it's
happening,
right.
And a lot of it is happening on social media for sure, right?
For
and
sure.
That, especially with some of these digital media companies like Complex and like Bleacher, that are big there. They're not necessarily traditional in the sense of television or print, right? So that's definitely happening. And so I would say yes, in its own way, network is tapping into that, with the exception that, at least with them, the uniqueness of what they're offering is contained within their own platform versus, you know, someone else's platform.
Very good. Sahil Patel, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.
And that is Tech News Briefing. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.